The interview.
Some significant news out of the Supreme Court. It was a unanimous decision in Sackett v. EPA. It has everything to do with the Clean Water Act, and it very clearly impacts positively for once Eastern Washington. Joining me on the line to discuss is Congressman Dan Newhouse. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jason. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
If you could, maybe just set the stage, this case, because this has been a long time coming. How does it positively impact this state?
So you're absolutely right. The Sackett family next door, Idaho, has been fighting this case, for years, 15, 20 years. Their efforts to build on their property that is near Priest Lake in Idaho. And great news today, as you said, a unanimous decision by the United States Supreme Court that upholds the navigable waters rules that were put in place during the Trump administration, but that provide property owners much more freedom and certainty with what they can do with their private property. The old rules, the ones which the Biden administration have been working hard to re-implement, really, in my view, went way beyond the original intention of the law and covered a body of water that even maybe was an intermittent puddle. Any place that has had water in the past, may not currently, would be under the EPA's rules, which I got to tell you, were so far reaching. It was one of the most egregious overreaches by the federal government I've ever seen. In fact, it prevented farmers, for instance, from even practicing everyday agricultural techniques, plowing a field, for instance. I know personally a farmer in California who was fined under the WOTUS rules for plowing his field. Digging a hole for a fence post, in the case in the Sackett, building a house on their property, even because it was near a body of water, which was not connected to a stream or a river, precluded them from building on their property. So I think this unanimous ruling today really is a victory for private property owners in this country. And like I said, provides that much needed thing and that certainty that people can utilize their property to their benefit.
And just so people understand, we're talking about a very specific portion of the ruling, the bulk of the ruling in a specific case as being unanimous. It was 5-4 when you look at the new test that the Supreme Court decided on that would be used to see whether we're talking about the Clean Water Act or the EPA in a more general sense is utilizing a little bit too much authority. So that was 5-4, but again, that was still in the favor of the quote-unquote Republican perspective on this. At the same time, you're also very much involved in the war against fentanyl. You just launched the Central Washington Fentanyl Task Force. How is it going to combat fentanyl use?
Well, thank you for bringing up something that I think is one of the most important issues that communities, not only in Central Washington or Washington State, are facing, but really, Jason, throughout our country. And that's this issue of fentanyl, this illicit drug that's coming into the United States, much of it over our southern border, is truly devastating our communities. I think the number for last year, people dying from drug overdoses is something over 120,000. That's almost double the number of people that were killed during the Vietnam War. It's just a terrible thing that's happening, truly a crisis. And so we've been talking about what can we do, and a lot of frustration not knowing what the answer to that question is. So we decided to form this task force, bring together people from all different kinds of areas of expertise. We've got members of law enforcement. We have addiction treatment groups represented, certainly medical professionals, drug court officials, school resource officers, as well as local elected leaders and local elected tribal leaders, coming together with trying to put together ideas that would be helpful in this crisis. And I think, I'm very hopeful that we will have concrete direction on what we can do at local, state, and federal levels to help win this war. As far as I know, this is the only fentanyl task force in the state of Washington. I may be wrong about that. And by saying that on your show, if there's any other effort out there, mm-hmm. I want to hear from them so we can benefit from their work.
100%, because the issue is a lot of times work like this is undermined by a quote-unquote harm reduction strategy. And last question for you, we only have about a minute left, but are you convinced that whether we're talking about Yakima or Kennewick, Richland, are they using a harm reduction sort of strategy to go about treating this issue? Because it seems to only be making things worse.
Well, I don't know exactly how to answer that question, honestly, Jason. But through this task force, we're going to have these, we have law enforcement represented as well as all these other experts. So I think any of the good ideas that are out there that are being used and tried, and even we want to know what hasn't been working so we don't make any mistakes again, to put together some things that we can use to address this issue. And I'm hopeful this can be used as these solutions can be used nationwide in communities across the country.
100%.
Obviously, I'd like to see something move forward through federal law that would help the crisis. But certainly things that can be done at the local or state mm-hmm. level are just important. And I think we'll make some progress there.
Yeah.
These are all volunteers. This whole list of 20 people, they're doing this on their own time. No federal money is being put into this. This is truly a community effort to address a crisis that's plaguing all of us.
Yeah, what will definitely help is closing our border and making sure that fentanyl is getting brought into this country from the Mexican drug cartels. We've been talking with Congressman Dan Newhouse, a Republican from the 4th District of Washington. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Jason. Thanks for shedding some light on a really, really important issue.
Absolutely. It's incredibly important. Now this.